listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents.
Informing. Educating. Empowering.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, think traditional LTC is the only way to cover your client's future long-term care expenses? Show your clients a different way to plan for the future. ASG Episode 58, An Alternative Approach to Long-Term Care Planning, written by Brenda Salyer. Traditional long-term care insurance is no longer the only way to pay for future long-term care expenses. The long-standing objection to traditional long-term care purchases is the use-it-or-lose-it concern that most people have regarding this type of insurance. While we know that the likelihood of clients needing long-term care is high, and we can certainly recite the statistics to prove it, we cannot predict the future. Fortunately, there are now several alternative solutions to address this concern for your clients. Most people are confused about how to begin a long-term care plan. Because planning can be overwhelming, many put it off so they don't have to think about it or make those difficult decisions. But as clients age, one clear priority becomes wealth preservation, their desire to provide financially for spouses, children, and future generations. Nearly every client wants to leave a legacy for their surviving families and are willing to discuss how to make those plans. With the variety of linked benefit products that are now available, including products that link life insurance and long-term care, you now have an opportunity to begin a discussion about long-term care planning through a life insurance purchase. Many are unaware that these products present alternative ways of preserving wealth and funding long-term care expenses. The benefits of a hybrid product. The obvious benefit of a life and LTC hybrid product is that it allows your clients to put life insurance in place to provide for their loved ones in the event of their death. If your client has a long-term care benefit rider and does not use its benefits, the full death benefit passes tax-free to their named beneficiaries. Life Happens and LIMRA's 2017 Insurance Barometer study found that 42% of people are very or extremely concerned about having money for retirement, and 35% are very or extremely worried about paying for long-term care services. That same study found that 55% of people believed they'd feel the financial impact of losing their household's primary wage earner within 6 months. It also found that while 57% of people believe they need LTC insurance, only 14% actually own it. Given these concerns and the fact that 37% of Americans have no life insurance in place at all, it's very likely that many of your clients have a need for life insurance. For clients who are uninsured or underinsured, it is unlikely that they have funds set aside for long-term care expenses or have purchased a standalone long-term care policy. But what if your clients do have adequate life insurance? They may benefit from exchanging it for a hybrid life insurance product. The Pension Protection Act of 2006 allows owners of traditional life insurance policies to exchange their policies through a 1035 exchange for a hybrid policy without having to pay taxes on the interest earned within the initial policy. Payouts for qualified long-term care expenses are tax-free, which could potentially translate into a significant taxable gain inside the new policy. Your client's initial life insurance purchase could provide double, triple, or more in long-term care benefits. When long-term care benefits are needed, some policies pay out a percentage of the funds, usually a fixed amount, on a monthly basis, while others reimburse long-term care expenses as they are incurred. Either way, these funds are an acceleration of the initial death benefit. When the initial death benefit is fully exhausted, some policies have extended benefit riders that can provide double or triple the initial death benefit amount. Is a hybrid policy right for your client? There are many considerations to take into account when determining if a hybrid life and LTC policy is right for your client. How will your client pay for the policy?
Will it provide adequate funds for his or her future long-term care needs? What type of inflation protection is available with the policy, and what is the associated cost? What remains of the death benefit if the long-term care benefits are exhausted? Is your client currently insurable? What are the specific benefits and limitations under the long-term care rider? Policies can be funded through one single lump sum payment, which is most common, or paid over any number of years. To illustrate these payment options, imagine you have a 65-year-old male client who has $60,000 of readily available assets in the form of bank CDs or other accounts. That $60,000 lump sum payment would purchase a single premium life insurance policy of $82,556. Your client chose to purchase a long-term care acceleration of benefits rider for 2 years and an additional extension of benefits rider for 4 additional years. With the 2 riders added to the policy and assuming long-term care benefits are needed, your client would receive $41,278 annually for a maximum of 6 years or $3,440 monthly. If your client utilized all 6 years of his potential benefits, his initial $60,000 investment would provide him with a total of $247,668 in long-term care benefits. The cost of the riders is also a factor. In our example, there is a monthly fee associated with each of the 2 riders for the first 10 years of the policy. The initial acceleration of benefits rider is $22.04 per month. The extension of benefits rider would cost your client an additional $100.80 per month. For a total of $122.84 per month, your client would be securing more than 4 times his initial investment in potential long-term care benefits. If your client doesn't require long-term care, the death benefit of $82,556 would pass to his beneficiary upon his death. Another consideration is the cost of long-term care. Will the long-term care benefits provided by the policy cover the cost of the services your client needs? According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the current average annual cost of long-term care in California ranges from $20,020 for adult daycare services to $97,367 for a semi-private room in a nursing home. In our example, the $41,278 annual benefit may not be sufficient to fund care for this client. Compared to a traditional long-term care policy, an acceleration of benefits rider probably wouldn't cover all necessary care considering the rising costs of home health care and nursing home care. On the other hand, the benefits provided may limit the amount of self-funded and family-provided care your client would require. With the alternative being no long-term care coverage at all, even some assistance provided by such a rider would be beneficial to your client. Many traditional long-term care policies offer built-in inflation protection. However, with some hybrid policies, it is not an option or it is offered as another rider that your client would have to elect and pay additional fees for. Inflation protection riders offer increasing long-term care benefits that are typically between 3 and 5% annually. If the cost of electing an inflation protection rider is not prohibitive for your client, adding it could considerably increase his or her benefits. Going back to our previous example, if this client needed benefits at age 79 and had elected a 3% inflation rider, the monthly payout on his policy would be $3,762 and would continue to increase annually by 3%. Additionally, it's important to make certain that your client understands the benefits and limitations of his or her policy. If a woman leaves her job to care for her husband in their home, is income replacement a qualified expense under a long-term care rider? In most cases, it is not. Covered expenses under a long-term care rider vary by carrier. There may be a deductible or elimination period. Pre-existing conditions may not be covered for a specific time frame. Benefits are usually triggered by a certification from a licensed healthcare practitioner stating that the policyholder is unable to perform at least two of the six activities of daily living, also known as ADLs, or is experiencing severe cognitive impairment or loss of mental capacity. A prescribed plan of care from the physician is usually required. Be sure your clients have a clear understanding of how and when they are able to access the benefits under their policy. Before recommending a life insurance and long-term care hybrid policy to your clients, consider their need for adequate life insurance and desire to provide for their loved ones. A linked benefit life insurance and long-term care policy with no additional life insurance may not be a viable option for clients who wish to leave behind a legacy. They could ultimately exhaust the death benefit to pay for long-term care expenses, leaving little to no benefits for the surviving family. Be prepared to discuss alternatives. If your client has no or insufficient life insurance and no long-term care in place, a linked benefit policy could be an excellent option. To learn more benefits and strategies to selling life insurance, be sure to visit our show notes for related articles and podcast episodes. We've got a few links there that you'll want to check out. That's all for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else will too. We would love it if you took a moment to share this episode on your social accounts with our hashtag ASGPodcast. Feel free to tag us too, Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn, and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thanks for your support. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.